You can't still blame them, Allie insisted. Besides, it wasn't their fault the freighter buckled. Felix sighed. It was their fault she was on the freighter in the first place. They had been walking for over an hour. Allie had been on him the whole way. He turned his gaze to the others, marching steadily around them. No one had approached. No one had spoken. Their privacy was respected. Pure Maceo, he thought wryly. He realized Allie had been talking.
What?
He asked. His friend sounded exasperated. I said you can't go on blaming a whole people for a mistake made by a few.
Allie, those few didn't just err. They defaulted. You know how long it took me to run away? 3 months. I planned for 3 months, and my bodyguard still almost caught up with me. Angel lost hers, without planning, in 3 minutes. That's a breakdown in commitment. The guards simply didn't care enough about her to do their duty.
All right, Allie conceded. Perhaps you're right.
No perhaps about it.
Okay, you made your point. But you're still blaming the planet for it?
Allie, the guards were just indicative. They never accepted Angel. No one ever did. They never gave her a chance.
Allie shrugged. She was an Earthwoman. Your people resented it.
God damn it, my mother was from Earth. So was yours. They never had any trouble.
That was a long time ago, partner. They were there from the start. They were very old and revered. Mine still is. Felix grinned, looked sideways at his friend.
Still beautiful, too?
Allie laughed.
By imperial decree.
I always loved your mother.
She loved you. She's missed you.
Yes.
They were quiet for several steps.
Angel left me a note before she left. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
She said she was afraid she was holding me back.
Yes.
She didn't know. Even then, she still didn't know how much I...
His voice cracked. He fought the churning. Do you want to stop? Allie asked him.
No.
We can. We've got plenty of time.
No,
he said firmly.
I'll be all right.
He looked at Allie through his tears.
Maybe I will,
he thought. An hour later, they had covered over half the distance. The landscape had gradually changed. They were on a long, broken plain, apparently unaffected by the storm. Crested dunes were everywhere around them. In the distance, foothill-sized drifts could be made out. Allie tried patriotism. The people need you, he said. Felix sighed.
They have a guardian now. They have TASP.
You know about that. Well, you have bothered to keep up, then.
No, but who else could it have been?
You.
Well, it wasn't.
You would be better.
What's wrong with TASP? Don't the people like him?
Of course they do. He's a good guardian.
Well, then. But he isn't you.
Allie stopped suddenly, looked at him carefully.
They wanted you.
Felix matched his gaze.
I wanted Angel.